The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
It's a cool story. A Chicago dentist works with local facilities and provides services, programs, and support for kids and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Everybody needs their teeth taken care of, and if somebody has a speed bump like that in their lives, it can be difficult for a dentist to do the work that needs to be done. And that's why we are saluting Dr. Alan J. Ossierno. And I hope, Dr. AJ, I got the name right.
You did get the name right. Thank you.
How did you get into this part of your business? I mean, it's a specialty that I don't think people teach necessarily, do they?
No. You know, how I got involved was this, is that we took care of a couple of patients that had some developmental disabilities, and their families were telling us that the reality is that the funding for the state was getting cut. And what people don't understand is that most of these individuals, if they have a tooth problem, the only thing that's going to get paid for by the state is taking the tooth out. And understanding that this is happening, we felt we needed to step up and do something for them. So every other month on a Friday, we close down our offices, and our dentists and our team members come and volunteer, and we go ahead and provide services for as many individuals as we possibly can.
You work with something called Clearbrook, right?
That is correct, yep.
And 6 years since the inception, Decision One Dental's A Reason to Smile campaign has provided over $500,000 in free dental services to more than 500 adults in particular with developmental disabilities. I'm sure it takes a special sort of patience, because there's an awful lot of people, regardless of who you are, that get very nervous at the dentist. By the way, have you ever been bitten by anyone in your dentistry career?
Many times. It's part of the hazard. It's just hazardous work.
Yeah. I mean, my dentist a couple of weeks ago came in, and he was literally wrapping up a couple of his fingers because he had a nervous person in the chair, and they bit him.
Yeah, and you know, those with mental and physical disabilities, what people don't understand is they are actually some of the best patients that you can ask for. First of all, the love and care that they come in with, the genuine love that they have, their fear is not really a fear. It's a fear that they have of a lot of things. It's just talking to them, putting your time into them, that actually helps calm them down more than anything.
Well, that's a good life lesson, isn't it? That's a good life lesson for everybody.
There's no question about it. Honestly, we got into this not knowing what we got into. We just we felt we needed help. If the state was turning their back on them, we felt that we wanted to go ahead and step up for it. But they have given us so much more back,
right,
than we can ever possibly give them. It is an amazing experience to deal with these individuals that are so loving and caring. It's unbelievable.
DecisionOneDental.com/giving-back. If you go to DecisionOneDental.com, there's links there for this story. Daily Herald did a nice write-up on the Shining Star Ball, where you're going to be held up for an award, which is nice. But you don't do it for the award. You do it because you're a good guy, Doc.
Well, as I said, I mean, we started this just trying to get into it and help somebody, and we have gotten more out of it than we can ever imagine. I wish everybody would come and just take 1 minute to visit these individuals that are so amazing, and believe me, everybody would want to help them.
So this Friday at your Schaumburg location, Decision One Dental teams will again provide screenings and cleanings for more than 20 Clearbrook residents who may not otherwise receive essential oral health care. And I think it's important to point out, oral health care, if you have a healthy mouth, that means a healthy body follows. Or if you've got, you know, disease in your mouth, that translates to, you know, it can make you sick.
Absolutely.
You know, your whole body sick. And the thing about the tooth extraction, and I know I'm not a dentist, but that causes problems long term, because if you don't get an implant or something, you know, just covering getting the bad tooth out doesn't solve it. It sets you up for a host of other problems of follow up, right, doctor?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know, from the malnutrition and the lack of chewing from missing teeth is immense, especially in mental and physical disability adults and children. So what usually happens is that it's about preventative care early on in the stages. And what happens is that families that are going through this are going through so many issues early on in the child's life that the health of dental just gets neglected, you know. And when there's lack of services in the state, that even makes it, that compounds it, makes it worse. And so what we're seeing is that a lot of these decay and a lot of these tooth extractions could have been prevented a long time ago if we just went ahead and put some care into them and taught the families or taught the caretakers a little bit of dental knowledge and a little bit of dental instruction on how to clean and what's the best way to do it.
It might be a couple tickets left for this, and whatever you can do to support Clearbrook is a great thing. It's clearbrook.org. And congratulations on the award, and thanks for being the most valuable person on the planet. And hold on, we have something off the air for you.
Oh, I appreciate it very much, and it's my team and everybody else that helps me. I really do. It's just a wonderful thing that we got involved in.
Very nice. Dr. AJ Acierno.
That's pretty impressive.
Good dude.
Yeah. Two texters, Steve. My dad used to say at the end of Mass, Catholics, start your engines. Implying, I told you, these people get out of there fast. Also, a texter from the 219. Steve, as a black entertainer, you should be used to long church services.
Yeah, but when we go to church, I've told you this theory before. White people attend church. Black people go to church. There's a difference.